Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to a brand new episode here at Gamertag Radio. This is Danny Pena, and also joining me, the man, the myth, and the legend, and knows how to cook, from the Spawn on Me podcast, Khalif Adams. What's up, Khalif?
What up, fam? Happy to have me here rocking with you. Always excited to be doing the thing and talking about, I think, one of the best games I've gotten a chance to play in a long time. So excited to get a chance to hang out.
You know what? It's interesting that we, last time I had you was for the Assassin's Creed Shadows.
Uh-huh.
And now we're playing something similar, in a way, a little bit similar, Ghost of Yote. We're going to be talking about it here on the show. It is interesting having you back in the same
it's like only bring me on for samurai games.
I know, samurai, ninja games, anything martial arts.
Like, anything samurai show. And woke, you bring me on for.
Yeah. But first of all, breaking news. I know State of Play just happened. It just finished a couple minutes ago, man. Very quickly, your thoughts. Because I tell you my thoughts, but go ahead.
I think it was a really solid State of Play. Like, I kind of go into State of Plays these days being like, all right, what are we going to get? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be nuts? But I think they had a really good, strong open. They had a really good, strong closing. There were a couple of games in the middle that I was really personally excited for that no one is talking about, surprisingly. But I thought they did a really good job. They nailed what they were trying to do for this kind of State of Play towards the end of the year, especially. So kudos to Sony and PlayStation folks.
Yeah, they have a pretty good lineup for 2026. I mean, 2026 is looking crazy. It's looking nuts.
2026 is going to be so stupid. Like, it's going to be so unreasonable with how many good games are going to be coming out. So, again, it is the weirdest time to have all of these kind of external forces happening in terms of, like, tariffs and the economy and all this stuff, and then being like, look at all these games that are coming out in the next year. So I'm excited. There's a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, I'm all about Saros, man. Like, look, don't get me wrong. Wolverine looks really good. I'm very excited to play that. But, yo, I like Returnal.
Yes.
Is my favorite game of this generation, period. Yeah. Like, there's nothing, no other game topped it for me, personally.
Did you play it co-op at all?
Yeah, I play it co-op.
Okay. We should play some Returnal co-op, because I'm with you on Saros. I'm hoping that they add that into it, and I'm hoping that they got a lot of learnings from the first game that they're now putting into this one, because I think they did a really good job of pulling that stuff in. Mm-hmm. But really quickly, because I know we're going to pivot to what we really want to talk about. Mm-hmm. My game of the show, because, I mean, Wolverine is there. I'm a huge Wolverine fan. Love that. That's, like, my favorite character. But Let It Die is getting a new game. That game is the one that I want the most.
Really? Okay, good.
It's a weird game that nobody played and had a whole bunch of weird issues when it came to its online capability stuff. Mm-hmm. But I love that series, and I'm dying to – I want more of that, so – Let It Die coming back. I'm hyped for that. Anyway.
And look, I'm not surprised about Flight Sim coming to PS5. Not surprised at all. But, hey, more people playing it, so that's cool.
And we get a chance to put it on PlayStation VR, which is PlayStation VR 2, which I'm happy about. They need that.
Yo, you know what somebody tweeted a few minutes ago? That Microsoft has been releasing more VR games than actual PlayStation. I'm like, wait, what?
I mean like, they ain't wrong. They're not wrong.
Yeah. It is funny, though. It is funny. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Very, you know, I have the VR2. I'm going to play that out. Play it when Flight Sim comes out. I want to check that out.
Yeah, for sure. Me too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Cool. All right, so now we're going to be talking about Ghost of Yote. I finished the game. Actually, I finished it 48 hours ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I finished it. I did more of the campaign. I did a couple side quests, like, later in the game. Let me figure out more about, like, the open world, things that you unlock. I found all kinds of weapons and new gear. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. There was, like, a lot of stuff to do in this game, like, when it comes to the open world. Love the music, bro. I think the music, to me, and also the graphics. The graphics was, like, high up there.
Yeah.
To me, the music was the highlight of the game. Like, I'm like, yo, this got me into it. Yep. right from the beginning, and there's moments throughout the game and the single player, of course, in the campaign, mm-hmm. where the music really stood out to me. Like, yeah. I'm like, wow, this is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful game. Yeah. Really enjoyed it, man. Now, I know people are probably going to be asking, should I play performance mode or quality mode? Mm. And to tell you the truth, look, I don't have the Pro. I have the regular PS5 digital version, actually. Mm-hmm. I was playing it strictly quality mode because I just love how the game looked. I'm mm-hmm. like, I don't need performance to downgrade a bit when it comes to the graphics. It looked really, really good. And I got used to playing it the whole time like that. Man. I switched it very quickly. I'm like, nah, let me go back to quality. So,
yeah.
But overall, man, like I really, really enjoyed this game a lot, man. I had a great time. Loved the voice acting. The story was really, really interesting. Love the challenge. I felt like there were some parts that was really challenging in there, man. Especially I was doing a lot of side quests and stuff, you know. But yeah. But I want to know your thoughts, man, because I know this is the year of like ninjas and like martial arts games, like so many beautiful games and great, great games that have been coming out this year when it comes to that type of genre.
Yeah.
So what's your thoughts about playing this Gosei Yotei for you?
Man, like we are really in the year of the samurai in a real way. Like it does feel like that essence of what we're trying to see in terms of what we're getting from a lot of studios in this genre, in this era, in this kind of I guess what's the best word to put it in this kind of form factor of what we think Japanese games are going to be that are kind of made from Western developers.
Mm-hmm.
I had so much fun with Ghost of Yotei. Like as a person who did not like Ghost of Tsushima, and was fairly disappointed in the way that the storytelling went and the way that the narrative went. Mm-hmm. And the character of Jin Sakai, who I thought was very, very flat. This new version of this game in this world with Atsu being the main protagonist really brought something special to the table in a way that I didn't expect. And I was really hyped to be able to see not only Erika Ishii, you know, take on the role of this character and have their likeness be the one that you see during the game.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that Sucker Punch leveled up literally every aspect of this game, the visual fidelity of it, like you spoke about, the music, like you said, which was stunning and beautiful and like really brought something that was important, not only just from a kind of just like auditory sensory thing, but from a storytelling perspective, like it really did pull you through the game in a cool way. And they added some extra kind of musical notes to this with a Watanabe mode, which I thought, we'll talk about later because I have some thoughts about that. But I thought this was a banger. Like, if people are thinking about if this is a game that they should go cop, absolutely. If you're a fan of what they've done previously in terms of Sucker Punch's games and what they're bringing to the table with this new version of it, like, I left that game after playing 50-plus hours of it and felt super satisfied, felt very, very happy with what I got a chance to play. And again, wanted even more of it after that. Like, I went right back into the game after I finished my 50-hour and got to the end of the story and went right back in to go get more collectibles and go check out some of the side stories and the other stuff because I played a fair amount of both throughout my time with it. So, yeah, Ghost of Yotei is definitely one of the best games of the year and probably one of the best games Sucker Punch has ever made.
Yeah, so here's my question because I noticed that we've both been pronouncing it differently.
Yeah.
So which is the correct way then to pronounce this? That, I hear people
thought it was Yotei.
I thought it was Yotei. So I'm like, I don't know which Tai, Tei. I mean,
all I know is in my review, I messed up Watanabe when I said it.
You
I
did?
Said Watanabe. I said something real messed up. So I apologize when you go watch the video because I didn't remove it. I didn't change it because I was
tired. It's all good. It's all good.
Was like, I thought it was Yotei, but Yotei, we'll figure it out when they say it again.
It's all good. Look, yeah. Ghost. There you go.
Somebody in the comments, you'll put the pronunciation in there. Put it in the comments. Let us know where we got it wrong, and then we'll figure it out.
It's all good. But yeah, man, what was like your favorite? There's multiple different type of weapons that you could use.
Yes.
Which one was your favorite one for you? Because I was always with the it was a square button. Regular sword, not the long sword.
Oh.
So I know you could also use double, but yes. I didn't use that much. I feel like that was like a little bit weak in my opinion. But it was really good. Yeah, the spear. But it was really good at, like, blocking and attacking, depending of, like, what type of weapons the enemy will use, you know. But I just love how, you know, how it was changing the weapons and all that stuff. Like, all those things that you could do in this game, you know. So, really enjoy it. But
my favorite was, and I'm going to mispronounce it, so I apologize again. It's Kyusurigama, which was the chained weapon. So it has a ball, it has a weighted ball on one end and basically a chain that connects it to the end of a sickle. That was my favorite. I really like the Odachi, which was the really big sword. The really long sword. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my favorite because it just felt really good to swing it around and it was heavy. And it felt like when you hit somebody with that thing, it's like did real, real damage to people. But I think in a weird way, the ranged weapons were some of my favorite ones in the game. Like you had basically like almost a musket gun, like you had a matchlock rifle. Which I thought was really, really cool because they added some more like ability to kind of move people away from you. But the ball and chain basically was my favorite.
Of all the weapons. That gym was nice, dope. You know, after a while, I was like, man, I feel like Atsu is rocking and carrying a lot of stuff: the guitar, the weapons. I was like, yo, it's a lot.
She had throwable weapons. She had basically two guns.
A bow.
She had the arrows. She had a sword and a spear that were taller than she was.
Yep.
And two sets of swords. Like she got a strong back.
Yo, she
she Atsu, was Atsu, I want her to help me move in.
I know. Help me out, please. Help me out, please. Do you have a PlayStation Pro or no?
Yes. So I played it on PlayStation Pro. Yeah.
Oh, so how was that experience on the Pro? Instead of I don't know if you also tested out on the regular console.
I didn't test it on both. I play usually when I'm reviewing stuff in my living room. So if I'm down here in the studio, I have a regular PlayStation down here for capturing stuff on that because I don't have two Pros. But the played it on the PlayStation Pro quality mode. Which is that balance of almost 4K, but basically, you know, almost 4K 60. And it felt so smooth throughout the entire time that I played that I never changed it. Like, I did check out quality, and that felt a little bit too slow in terms of frame rate. But then when I went to the PlayStation Pro mode and played the rest of it, it just felt perfect. It felt like the best matchup of visual fidelity and frame rate throughout the rest of the game, and it just didn't chug ever. Like I have to give a bunch of love to Sucker Punch for the way that they developed this game because it was no bugs. I had no crashes throughout the entire time that I played it. Like I got stuck in a wall once, and it was because I had jumped into this weird space, but then the game got me out of that space, or at least I reloaded in and I was in a good spot. And it just ran really buttery smooth throughout the entire time that I played it. So it was good.
Yeah, same here. Same for me, too. Now, my other question for you, because I know you played the previous game, Tsushima.
Yeah.
So people are probably going to ask, is it the same thing? Is it the same type of vibe? I mean, it's kind of the same vibe in a way. But I feel like this one, I feel like the story was different in a way where it's more about... And this, of course, there's twists and stuff like that. But I don't want to say much. But it's a lot to do with family. And the other one, a little bit too, when it comes to like family too. But I felt like it was a little bit different. I prefer... Like, yeah, go ahead.
I agree. I think, because I'm also trying not to spoil anything, because there's some good conversations there. But I think the main difference between Tsushima and Yotai for me was... It felt like Sucker Punch really took some time to develop their character with Atsu. It never felt like Jin Sakai was really a fully fleshed out, developed character. They had motivations in terms of revenge for the death of their father in that game. And this game is also a revenge game in the way that it works. But the way that this revenge games feels is I never felt like Jin was a badass. Atsu feels like a badass. Like, agreed. Atsu feels like that character knows what she wants, is going for what she is trying to do, and has a very specific goal. That very specific goal carries that character and not only carries them throughout the entire kind of like story arc, but makes the other characters that you wind up meeting have more consequence and have more weight. It felt like everybody who I met throughout the world, even if it was a kind of small snippet of a character or what they were kind of coming to the fray or coming to the story with, mm-hmm. it tied into Atsu's story fairly well. Jin's was very disparate. You were doing a bunch of stuff, meeting people, and people kind of were like, well, why are you here? Like, you're here for a reason. Yeah. But it never felt like that. Atsu always felt like there was a mission to be held, and everyone, even if they didn't know that they were a part of it, were a part of that story.
Yeah, and another thing that stood out to me, I feel like, and look, there's things that Sucker Punch probably learned from the previous game.
Sure.
This one I feel like is more colorful. Yeah. It's very out there when it comes to like the colors. It's popping like crazy, right? So mm-hmm. more than the previous game. Do you agree with that? Because I saw it from like the beginning. I'm like, wow, this game looks beautiful.
They figured out a way. Like, it was hard to make Ghost of Tsushima prettier, mm-hmm. but they made Japan even more beautiful, right? Yeah. Like, they do stuff with fog in this game and light in this game that I just like. Sat there and looked at the screen for a minute and was like, I can't believe I get a chance to play this stuff early. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a chance to play stuff like this at all. It felt like what made it really dope was the fact that they had, even in this kind of small space, like, because the map isn't huge, but it's big enough that you never feel cramped. But even within those, even in that smaller space, they had so many different locales that just felt different whenever you went to it. Right, it's hard to make biomes within one big, large kind of country. I mean, that happens mm-hmm. wherever you go because that's the way geography works.
Yeah, but
the way that they did it in this game and having you kind of push through those places and giving you other spaces to kind of live in and represent that stuff that also has like ties into the way the actual game plays. That was really brilliant. I thought that was a very good job in terms of the visual fidelity and making the things just look really, really good.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you right now, man. If you're a PlayStation 5 owner, you should definitely get this. I know it's been a little slow when it comes to like PlayStation releasing first party games, but man, the wait for this one, it was really, really worth it, man. Mm. Really, really worth it. People should definitely check this out. I'm wondering, because I remember the last game, didn't it surprise everyone with like a multiplayer part of the, like, it was like a surprise out of nowhere? Do you think they're going to add this? Added to this one?
It's coming. They've talked about it.
Oh, they did? Oh, I haven't really been looking. Okay.
They've talked about it. And to be fair, that was the best part of Tsushima, to be honest. Like, the multiplayer aspect that they pulled in afterwards, I forgot what it was called. But knowing that they did that before and that they're going to do it again, now I'm even more excited. Because I'm like, man, we're basically going to have... Because they kind of did what Night Rain did. Mm-hmm. Even before Night Rain did it, right? It's a little bit like we have this kind of open world multiplayer co-op kind of thing that we're doing with these kinds of characters, with this kind of background and this setting. Man, mm-hmm. and they're kind of going to start to kind of go into what they did in the previous game was they went a little bit even more atmospheric with it. They went a little bit more creepy with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they're going to do a little bit of that with this too again. Oh, it's going to be so good when they finally pull that.
Yo, thing. I can't wait. I can't wait to check that out. Play with other people, man. You played the previous one a lot, the multiplayer? You played that a lot?
I couldn't find people to play it because everybody was fronting. But it was. I played like probably 6 or 7 sessions of it. And every time I got a chance to play it, it was so good. So like,
I missed it. I completely missed it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still running. I don't see why it wouldn't, but it probably should.
Yeah,
maybe we'll go back to it and revisit it because I think there is a layer of it that I think is important. And I think once this does come out and this mode comes out, which mm-hmm. I think is going to be coming out closer than what the previous one did, because I think it came out much later after launch with Tsushima.
It was like a month and change, I think it was.
Something like that, right? I think this one's going to come out a little bit closer to, or maybe it'll be the same amount of time. Mm-hmm. But they didn't talk about it before because it was a very new mode. Now... we have an understanding that it's going to be coming, so excited for it.
Ooh, we'll see. Yeah, man, I'm very excited to see people actually play this, man. I had a good time, and now that I completed the game, now I could go back and do the bounties and all the stuff that I haven't really finished in the game. And honestly, I never had a boring time at all with this game. Like, this game was fun from the beginning to the end.
Did you have any specific moments that you can talk about, or either kind of like gameplay additions that came into this version of it, or I'm not going to say specific characters because I do have some specific characters that I really
like. I want, but I can't say.
I can't say.
I can't, yeah.
But were there any moments in it that really kind of just like were like, ooh, this is a cool part of what they're doing with this new story?
Ooh, that's a great question. Because I played the first one, Ghost of Tsushima, not as much. I never completed, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I never completed, so I can't compare with versus that. Sure. But to me, that stood out the most was the challenge with the bounties. There was some bounties that took me a while to complete it,
mm-hmm.
And I was always searching for more. Mm-hmm. And also, I noticed the amount of items that you unlock in the game just by doing side quests. Because at the beginning, I was just doing a lot of the single player main campaign, right? And Rhea was like, I think you should do side quests so you can talk about it. I'm like, let me try.
Yeah.
And I did it for like a couple hours and I'm like, whoa, look at the amount of stuff I unlocked. Bro, I even upgraded one of my gears. Like, I can't even remember the name of it. Yo, all the way, I think it's like four levels or more around there.
Yeah.
Like, I even went on a mission to find some some missing items that I needed for my gear.
Yeah.
In order for me to upgrade it. And I really, really enjoy that part of like the just the challenge of it, you know? Because I played on normal mode. I don't know if you play it more difficult or not.
But, I play on normal usually.
Yeah. Normal? Yeah. I had a good time. I think that to me that stood out the most for me, like the amount of stuff that you can unlock. Look, put it this way. I went to the supermarket the other day. I think you saw the picture. Sapporo, they had like a display. They partnered with Sucker Punch PlayStation to promote this game. So it's all over the box and everything. There's even items that you can unlock in there, in-game item, that you could scan it from your phone and add it to the game. I didn't know.
Like, I didn't know that.
What? Yeah, I haven't done it yet, but I should go and scan either buy or scan it. Because I think somebody said you could scan it and add it in the game. I'm like, oh, really? Oh, I should
That's cool.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's the part where replay value, I think that's the part that stood out to me the most of the amount of stuff that you could unlock in this game.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Yeah, I think yeah, the side quests in this game were really well done. Bounties are one avenue for that. There's also basically it's like duels in it, like they had in the first game.
Duels.
Mm-hmm. That I think there's a very specific thing that they do in this version of those duels that ramps it up a lot visually in comparison to the first game. I won't spoil it because I mean, but you can see it in the review. You can also see it in some of the promotional stuff that Sony has already been putting out. But even those small things add something very special to this game that I think, again, levels it up. I think the biggest compliment I can give to Sucker Punch is it is very rare to have something that has a lot of similarities in it. Like, I think combat is very similar in some ways to the previous game. I think we talked about this offline yesterday. Was like, we're happy that the stances have gotten a change in a real way, because it's less about stances kind of matching the person that you're fighting and more about what weapon you're using as a counter to fight those fights. But I think they've done all the small things that level a game up and evolve it in a way that I just didn't expect, but also bring something special. So like the Mike mode, which has the visual change where it's like, you know, the camera gets a little bit tighter. There's more blood and mud stuff that comes up on screen when you're fighting people. The Watanabe mode, which is the lo-fi music mode that they added. Which I don't like. I thought it was just out of place. Like, I think, you know, it changes a little bit when you go into an actual fight as opposed to just kind of roaming around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But it felt weird me chopping a dude up and being like, yeah, this is chill music, man. This music is super, it's like a vibey music while I'm cutting people into
and
pieces.
And you see blood and everything. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
It seems weird, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I get it from a kind of anime perspective, but it doesn't really do anything for me. But I like the fact that they put that in there. Like, it's a cool addition to a thing that changes, you know, what would be a kind of standard game in this sphere into something that makes it even more memorable in the ways you kind of think about it. So good job for them to continue to think about how do you evolve a game like this.
Do you see yourself continuing doing side stuff? You probably the stuff that you haven't unlocked yet, right?
There's a couple of bounties that I still have on my board that I need to finish out. There's one major bounty that I need to go finish, and that's a very end game thing that I won't speak about. Okay. But that dude is hard. I can't. He's
really. Also, you tried. You tried it. You tried a couple.
He is beating my. I played him for like 30 minutes and still can't beat him.
Oh my god,
he's hard.
Wait, what is the difference between that particular bounty and the other one?
It's the culmination of a lot of different parts of the story. I can't say it without spoiling it.
Okay, it's all good. It's all good.
But it is because I've died a fair amount of times in this game, and I'm a person who knows how to play these games pretty well.
Yeah.
And the battles, like, if you're not paying attention, you have lots of things that can shoot you and hit you from all different angles and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And some of those fights feel unfair, but most of them feel pretty, pretty fair. But I took some L's for real because you're, like, doing stuff and you're like, oh, that dude just, like, totally just chopped me up. And I was like, oh, man, I didn't have the stuff ready. But, yeah, like, all of those things just feel like really smart additions to what this game is. And I think combat shines, visual fidelity stuff shines. Like you said, music stuff shines, and all those kind of activities that you have throughout the world of like, oh, I want to go paint a picture, like that's dope. I want to go hunt down a fox and go see where the foxholes are, or I want to go chase my wolf down and go do stuff with the wolf. Like that stuff is in there too to be able to go do so.
Really, yeah. Dope. You know what I also like when I'm just riding my horse, you know, riding around, and I see the bird. I'm like, let me go follow this bird. Let me go follow this bird. That's a lot of things. And here's the thing. You can see most of those things from far away. Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. Without using the map, you're just riding around. I'm like, wait, I'm going to go to this area. Either the smoke.
Yeah.
You might see the bird flying around. Something that's going to get your attention. Like, because I'm always looking around every time I'm riding a horse, just in case I find something that I missed it, you know?
It's that cool thing that we talked a little bit about this, or we've talked about it in separate spaces, but one of the things we both were talking about with Hell Is Us is the fact that it doesn't have a map, and it's kind of like teaching you how to kind of learn the visual language of the world, which then informs you of like where to go and kind of what to do. And you have basically like a telescope, a spyglass, and you can look around the world and you'll see various things you can go poke around with to go see that stuff. I love that. Like, and it works so well in a game like this where you have these big environments, right? Like you can go like, oh, what's in that mountain? Oh, I don't know. I see a shrine. Maybe I'll go to that shrine. It's that literal, like, if you see to it, you see it, you can go do it kind of thing, which they nailed as usual.
Yeah. No, I congrats to Sucker Punch. I think this game is going to get a lot of high praise. Hopefully some awards maybe at the end of the year or maybe next year, you know?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good, man. I think overall, again, if you have a PlayStation 5, make sure to cop this game. Because if you love the previous game, this one is going to be a lot more, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is probably going to be one of those games that, if anything, art direction, it will definitely get a nod for Game of the Year, for sure. I think we'll see what happens with the Legends mode thing that they're going to wind up doing, if that has any legs to it. And I'm really excited to see folks who are fans of Tsushima, how they are going to come to this game and see what's in there. And even interestingly enough, you talked about kind of the scannable thing that you found with the Sapporo thing. Mm-hmm. They just added something to PlayStation's kind of rewards program where now if you get a certain amount of trophies in the game, you'll be able to go purchase some memorabilia, some swag from their store. I'm excited to see what that looks like when they're going to put that stuff up. I'm still sad I didn't get the freaking PlayStation Pro covers.
I saw it. Covers. Yeah, I saw it a few minutes ago. I'm like, I told Paris, hey, can you give it to me?
Yeah, I was like, yo, I want that joint. I want
and controller joints. Too, and the controller. Yeah, was like it looks pretty joint. Cool.
I want love that the joint. Design. Like, I would swap out mine for that because I love the design of that thing. But Yeah, I think this is going to be a game of the year. Okay, that's the question. Do you think this is going to be a game of the year contender?
Man, this year is rough, bro. It's tough.
Right?
There's so many game of the year games that I don't know. It's going to be challenging this year. This one is up there, but there's other ones I think might take it because I feel like the other one shines it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this game should definitely get nominated for music and mm-hmm. for art direction, 100%. Mm-hmm. Game of the year is going to be tough.
Tough, right? That's like, I don't know how this makes it into the top five.
Oof, there's so many.
That's wild. So many.
Yeah.
In any other year, this game would absolutely be a top five, right?
Yeah, and now I could even get there's so many, I don't know.
Nope.
There's so, no clue. And you know what? Like, I feel, and no disrespect to, like, the team that worked on this game or anything, like, I really love this game. But there's a lot of double-A games that really stood out this year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think one of the biggest kind of markers of this year is the fact that we can't nail down five.
Nope. Like, it's going to be hard.
There's no way. This games that got no love in the back half of this year, which usually happens. Like, stuff that happens in the beginning of the year usually kind of falls off towards the end of the year in terms of discussions for stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, even stuff now, we're in basically October. Games in November, October games, we haven't even hit the October games that are coming out. Then that month is going to be stupid.
Yo, wait. It's going to be nuts, October. And here's the thing. And that's because also Grand Theft Auto got delayed. Imagine if Grand Theft Auto was coming out in November. Oh,
man.
It would have been rough.
I mean, everybody was going to lose to Grand Theft Auto if they dropped this year.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, you know.
It's scary.
I don't think anybody's going to move their date again. But I think even if you were to put Ghost of Yotai into next year's grouping,
mm-hmm.
it still would have a hard time because there's going to be more games that are going to be coming out. I think what we have seen is Sony really try to kind of sneak in some good stuff towards the end of the year. And maybe it was good happenstance for them to be able to have a thing just be this good towards the end of the year that gives them some momentum to go into 2026.
Yeah.
So that'll be good for them.
Yeah, man. So once again, Ka, I know Paris going to join us.
Thank God.
But hey. Future. I can't wait for us together because we haven't done this in a while. But,
I know. He keeps having to do stuff. Get out of here. Stop
he's
trying
like,
to front like
he's like,
working.
Oh, is Kaga? I'm not going to be on.
Yeah, I try to do that too. Whenever he's supposed to be on, I'm like, nah, I don't want to be on.
But make sure to check out also your Ka, you posted your review on YouTube. Make sure to check it out. It's already there. And also the Spawn on Me podcast.
Yes, indeed. Right? Good.
Yeah. Anything else is going on with you, man, so people can check out and follow you and everything?
Maybe in the next couple of weeks, maybe mid-October, we'll see something potentially.
Okay.
Make sure you're keeping your eye on Kickstarter because we may be trying to kickstart Spawnies
for 2026?
For 2026 to see if we can make that happen because we gotta. I miss it. It's stupid that it doesn't exist right now. It needs to, especially with the climate of the world that we need. We need something fun in the space. You need something to kind of keep your minds off the weirdness and the wildness in that space, and I feel like Spawnies would be a perfect space for that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I may be bugging people out in the world to help us support it and bring it back from the dead. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's coming in. There's going to be more coverage for lots of the stuff that's coming out in the next couple of months and going into next year. So I will be very busy trying to record and review everything on the planet that's dropping soon. So definitely check out more of the goodies.
And please, if we mispronounce anything, forgive us. It's you know.
I know it's coming.
Because people are like, again, Yote, Yatai, I don't know.
I'm still kicking myself over that Watanabe thing I messed up. I'm so mad at it because I went to look at it before I posted it today or before I uploaded it. And I said a word that wasn't even Japanese, English, or either both combined.
Top
of Nate. It sounded like me trying to say acetaminophen.
Well, actually, so I'm checking right now. I'm gonna check right now. Hold up. I'm checking online.
Okay.
Hold up. Okay. I try right now. Hold up. I'm checking. Wait. says Yote.
Oh, so it's Yote. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, I checked online.
You're right. I'm wrong. Hey.
I messed it up. So you messed it up twice?
I messed up twice. I mean, you called it Yote forever. Yotai. Go to Yotai.
Yatai, Yote. Hey, it's all good.
Yeah. Don't look at the review now. I botched it.
No. Look, your shirt says it. Misled.
I misled you all with my pronunciation.
Oh man, it's so good. Fun. Everybody, make sure to check out Spawn on Me, one of my favorite podcasts, and also you've been doing it for a long time now, over a decade. So make sure to check out and subscribe, either on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everywhere. All right, and Cod, thank you so much for super last minute joining. I know we review Assassin's Creed Shadows. And one quick question: when you compare the two, Ghost of Yote, and also Shadows. Ooh. It plays very differently.
Yeah.
But it has the ninja and samurai in there.
Yeah.
Both. It's a great year for both, right?
I mean, it's the year of the shinobi, right? It's the year of the shinobi, the year
ninja
of
ninja Gaiden.
It is one of the best times, if you love Japanese culture, to be able to jump into these versions of it, if you are a fan of the genre.
And grab a beer, Sapporo there, man, right?
I mean, look, you definitely need a Sapporo sponsorship, because that's my joint. I love
Sapporo. That's a joint? Ooh, yeah, I love that. Sapporo. Awesome. All right, thank you so much for listening, and make sure to tune in to Gamer Tag Radio. I have a couple of surprises coming up very soon. I've been working on it for a while, and that's about it. Until next time, we're out. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.